100.9 WIFM. It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great.
All right.
Everybody, if you're out there now, be careful if you're down near the rivers or the creeks. I took a spin out to see how the trails are doing, and, boy, I'll tell you, the Yadkin River is up, and the Elkin Creek is absolutely rumbling by the library. So stay away from those roads. Just want to go through a couple items today. One is this week we announced the winner of the Duck and Turtle Regatta. Of course, there were multiple prizes, but Lauren Perdue, she's off in college actually right now, but her sister Ashlyn was there with her family to pick up the kayak donated by the Yadkin River Adventures. They've been giving us a kayak every year for about 6 years for the Duck and Turtle Regatta. Quite cool. Paul Carter and that group, they've done a great job with working on the river and helping with the trails. Thanks so much to them. And we'll be looking forward to that. And that's a joint project between the Rotary and the Elkin Valley Trails, which just makes for a great partnership. Speaking of partnerships, we have some other partnerships with trails, with PRISM, Hugh Chatham Hospital, and been worked with them in the past. If your company or you are interested in working on a project with us, could be small, could be large, we'd love to have you join us, and we could help you develop a little work team, and you could own part of the trail yourself. One of the new things that we're going to be doing, sort of planning for 2019, is that we usually work on the weekends, and we're going to start trying to have a weekday work period, 1 or 2 hours, 3 hours if you want to. And it's going to be the first Thursday of each month, and we're going to meet at the Elkin McDonald's and see how many people come. We met there last week. And about 8 or 10 people came, and we went over to Carter Falls, and we put in about 12 or 13 locust post steps on part of the switchbacks. It was a lot of fun. Nobody was working too hard. Ken Green, Kayla Rasnick, Samantha Bonin was there, Mike Reeves, myself, Bob Hilliard, some others. So anyway, we had a pretty good time doing that. So the first Thursday of each month, if you're interested, come on out and help us. We'll meet at 8:30. You can come a little early and get something to eat. But 8:30, we're go out and we'll tackle a project. We have plenty of projects going on right now. October 16th, the Wilkes Commissioners are meeting to review the lease with the Carter Falls property. It's a lease for $1. They get the land for 40 years. And they're going to work with the trails to build a bridge out there. And we're building the bridge and the trails, working with them closely, though. And they'll be signing that with the state. And big thanks to Dan and Sally Park for making that all possible, both their donation of almost 11-acre easement on the other side and then that sale to the state of the property. But that was something that Dan wanted to do for our community. So if you see... when you see Dan and Sally and any of their family, thank them for what they made possible for all of us. How are we doing with time there? I didn't put myself down.
That's okay. We got 30 seconds.
Okay. So we have a stack of projects going on right now, and I'll just tell you briefly, we're getting ready to put in about 2.5 miles of mountain bike trail. Thanks to Shirley Randleman for some money to pay for that. We're also working on a mile of trail into Stone Mountain for the first time in many, many years. Horses and hikers will be able to get into Stone Mountain of the old horse trail, straight through Wilkes County, and then all the way down to Trap Hill, really. So those are the major projects we're working on right now. One thing, if you pencil in your calendar for 2019, the first weekend in June, which is the National Trails Day, we're going to be holding a North Carolina Trails Day in Elkin, inviting everybody from the state here for a series of hikes, runs, triathlons, biking, REI is coming. We're working hand-in-hand with Explore Elkin, the town of Elkin, and Elkin TDA, and working with Jonesville, and they're revamping a section of their trail to be part of this great big activity next year. So look to see all of you on the trail after this bad weather's gone and the pipe's fixed out there by the park. So let me know if you want to help. Get on our website, ElkinValleyTrails.org, and there's a place to volunteer and to get information and stay on the newsletter. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks. Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association Report.
Great music never goes out of style. So squeeze into those bell bottoms and enjoy the best mix of music. 100.9 WIFM.
I keep my hands on myself. Take off the mall, put on my.